When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 52 of Dare to Be. Today's title is Reach Out in Faith. Andrew Murray once said, "Faith expects from God what is beyond all expectation." Our text for today is from Mark chapter 5, verses 27 through 29. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Everything we know about this woman leads us to believe that she had never met Jesus until this encounter. She had only heard the reports about Jesus. That's in verse 27. Our witness for Jesus can inspire others to dare to believe. This also demonstrates the woman's great desperation to risk such a maneuver with her status as an outcast in a crowded place. R.C. Sproul explains her scenario in great detail. She had gone to doctor after doctor, spending her last cent, but the doctors only made her condition worse. I doubt that the doctors in the ancient world wanted to make her condition worse. They simply did not have the medicine, the knowledge, and the tools at their disposal to give her relief. According to the medicine of the first century, her condition was incurable. It is rather amazing to me that this poor woman had any hope left. Yet, we know that she did, for Mark tells us in verses 27 and 28, like Jairus, she had faith for healing, and that faith was rewarded. In one sense, what the woman did was commendable. Her action was certainly a demonstration of faith in the testimonies she had heard about Jesus. In another sense, however, it was not commendable at all. One of the widespread beliefs of that day was that if one could get close to a great man or to a healer and touch his clothing, that would be all it would take. So her hope was based at least partly on superstition. Surprisingly, people still accept such ideas. Ministers on television offer to send handkerchiefs they have blessed in return for a donation, and the dollars pour in. The idea basically is that physically touching someone or something he has touched who has a hotline to God will prove beneficial. Of course, there's no biblical support for such an idea. Whatever her reasoning, this woman said to herself, "This is my last chance, my last resort. I've heard so many things about this Jesus. He doesn't have to stop. I won't bother him. He doesn't have to lay his hands on me. If I can just get close to him and touch his clothes, maybe that will do it." So she made her way through the crowd. And even though the law of God forbade her from touching anyone in her uncleanness, she stretched forth her hand and touched Jesus. When she did so, the hemorrhage instantly stopped, and she knew it. She could tell that she had been healed. She acted with an inspired faith, reached out and touched Jesus, and was immediately cured. The burden of 12 years of suffering was removed the first time she put her faith in Jesus. Bruce Barton provides a wise application of today's scripture. What a difference there is between the crowds that are curious about Jesus and the few who reach out and touch him. Today, many people are vaguely familiar with Jesus, but nothing in their lives is changed or bettered by this passing acquaintance. It is only faith that releases God's healing power. Move beyond curiosity. Reach out to Christ in faith, knowing that his mercy will bring healing to your body, soul, and spirit. Some questions to consider. What areas of your life need the healing power of Christ? What risks are there for you if you dared to reach out to Jesus in faith? And finally, why is it necessary to push past a curiosity about Jesus to the point of complete confidence in his ability to save? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.